And now it's time for the show you've all been waiting for all week long. It's time to get out and about with Elaine LaRoche. And without further ado, filling in for Elaine, here's the one and only legendary Tom Rafferty.
Well, thank you, Mike Catanzaro, for that marvelous welcome. The legendary. I don't think I'm a legend. Maybe 10 years from now, 15 years, they'll think back on the legend of Thomas Rafferty.
I don't know, Tom. I think you're an icon here.
An icon.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of icons. Ron Straminski, Dave Kane.
Yeah, you're right up there with them.
Yeah. I hope so. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's great to be here on this Saturday, July 30th. We're here for a quick hour. It is Out and About with Elaine. I am not Elaine, so we'll just call it, Zipping Around with Tom, right? Something like that. Elaine is on a well-deserved break. Did you hear where she went or anything?
I think she went to some place in Virginia, but I was thinking about Elaine this morning on the way in here. She picked a bad weekend to go because the Newport Jazz Festival is taking place this week in Newport.
It is.
And she loves jazz.
Oh, that's right. She does. Yeah, the jazz festival is all weekend. They have some big names down there, so that's something that people might want to take the ride. Newport from Attleboro is about 42 minutes, mm-hmm. 45 minutes right down. You can take 114, or you can take 138, or you can take 95 south to 138 and go over the bridges.
I was going to ask you, Tom, are people in Attleboro like people in Rhode Island? If you're in the car for more than 10 minutes, it's too far?
That's right. People in Rhode Island, wherever you start, you can go to another state within 5 to 10 minutes. Yeah. Can you imagine that? Honey, I got to go to the store and get some milk and eggs. Where are you going? Stop and Shop, state over, 10 minutes here in Massachusetts. So anyway, so we have a good show for you today. I think at 7:30... we are going to have a lady from the Friends of Capron Park call us. There's a lot of big events over at Capron Park today, Mike.
Wow. Are we going?
I might. I don't have my agenda set yet for Saturday. Do you have some plans today?
Well, I do. Me and my wife just had to purchase a car. Note the words had to.
cars are good.
Yeah, they are when they work. And so we have to get all the registry finalities done today. So make sure everything's
all the registration, inspection.
Yeah, with the salespeople. And then we got to go to the police station with the VIN number thing and all that. Yeah, it's
so
all
what
fun.
Kind of car did you buy?
My wife wanted a Chevy Cobalt 2010. It was a really good deal. We went
awesome.
We bought local. Mm-hmm. We went to a dealership right near our house, down the street from where we live. On the street where we live. And it's a decent deal. I'm not going to, we're not an advertising mm-hmm. station anymore, right. So I can't really say what it
now,
is.
Now, did you do, I had a guest on yesterday on Paul's show, John Paul, who does, he's an automotive technician. He works with car safety. Did you check the entire automobile over? Did you do the tires, the engine,
we did all
mileage?
That. Yep, and I even did the detail check, too, because I'm a detail.
Are you? Okay.
Yeah.
How about rust?
I didn't see any rust.
Okay. Did you look at the engine to see?
Oh, yes, I did.
There could be rust. There could be things corroded. Does it have a good
battery? It has the normal, it's a used car, so mm-hmm. it has the normal wear and tear look.
Yep.
What
year is it?
2010.
That's not, that's only a 6-year-old car. What's the mileage, if you don't mind me asking?
80,000.
80,000?
Yeah.
Not too bad.
Not bad. If we could get about 8 years out of it, we're doing something,
Absolutely.
And I looked up on the reviews, Chevy Cobalt's got a pretty good review, as far as gas mileage, mm-hmm. reliability. I think I only saw two complaints on the review thing.
Really?
Yeah. So my wife, that's what she wanted. Me personally, if I were to buy a car, because I have a Nissan right now, that thing outside is the one we're trading in. Mm-hmm. We're actually giving that car away.
Right. I saw the sign on it. Please take me.
the dealer goes to me, he goes, oh, what are you trading in? I go, you don't want it. You'd be giving it to us back. 1912 Buick. Mm-hmm. it was Old Faithful has served us for a very long time, for about 5 years now.
And can you sell it maybe?
No, my wife, it's her car, and she's really got a great heart. And she felt that it would be the right thing to do is to just give it to someone that needs a car.
Awesome. That's great.
That's the right thing. She felt that was the right thing to do. Sure. And you know what? When she told me that's what she wanted to do, I had...
Can I get in line for the car? I'd love a second car. Please.
No, actually, Tom, I wish we knew you needed a car.
I'm not in the running.
No, there was this guy that she works with. He absolutely has no car. And he takes the bus to work every day. And he needs a car. So she promised him the car. She actually...
That's awesome.
Yeah, there's so many people when we said we were doing that. All of a sudden, I said, I wish I had more cars to give, but I don't.
Sure. And that's a good thing. And God will look... But
that's what we decided we were going to do, is to take good care of our cars as much as we can, and that when the time comes to get a new car, you know, we're going to give our cars to people. We, you know, find people that need cars and give them to them. You know, all they would have to do at that point is just put the money in that they would spend to have purchased the car toward any repairs. Because that's a tough thing, you know. When you start seeing the lights coming on like a Christmas tree and... You know, and it's me personally, if I see a light come on, I still drive it. But my wife, you know, it's my wife, and I don't I worry because if she gets scared, you know, sees a coolant light or something, the ABS brake light, or, you know, she. So that's why I says, let's just get another car.
That's the way to do it. 7:09 on Out and About with Elaine. We are going to be hearing from a guest at around 7:30. Her name is Jocelyn Verrier. She's from the Friends of Capron Park. We're going to be talking about the event later on tonight. However, today, around noon to 4, they are having the first annual kids program. It's sponsored by the Robbins Kids Program. It's a kids expo today at Capron Park, kids 5 to 12, and the entire day is free over there. The first annual Kids Expo will take place from noon to 4 today, Saturday, July 30th, in Attleboro at Capron Park. Now, this free event is sponsored by the Robbins Children Program, and it'll feature a variety of kid-friendly activities such as face painting, balloon art, pony rides, coloring, and games. In addition, vendors will be offering products, hands-on demonstrations, and free takeaways. Now, in conjunction with this expo, the Sun Chronicle is running an anti-bullying poster contest sponsored by the Factory Carp Outlet. Now, all children between the ages of 5 and 12 are invited to participate with parental permission. That should be great. That's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be everything over there.
I'm a kid at heart.
Me too. So I'll go over there. I'll get on my bike, ride over.
Tricycle.
You know? Yeah. So that's free today from noon to 4, the Kids Expo. And then later on at Capron Park, and we're going to have Jocelyn talk about this, they're having kind of an after-hours event between 7 and 9:30. They're going to have a movie, popcorn, some pizza for all the kids. So we'll talk about that at the break. We're going to be also hearing from meteorologist Jim Corbin at some point today.
Yeah.
With the weekend forecast?
Right now it's like 67 degrees and sunny, but we'll get the full scoop soon.
It has cooled down.
Finally.
The humidity level has come way down. I want to ask Jim, you know, what happens in our atmosphere when it is so blistering hot and it's so humid? How does that change take place so quickly? And, you know, what weather fronts, what happens in our atmosphere that makes it cool down like that, which is so much more pleasant.
Right.
So, and we hope to hear from Heather Parika today. Maybe she'll call us. They're the Attleboro Farmers Market. Have you been to that yet?
This year, no, not yet. I want to get there. But me and my wife have been there several times last year. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, if you've never been to the Attleboro Farmers Market, you're missing out. Where else can you go to get some fresh vegetables? Mm-hmm. And they not only just have vegetables there, they have other things there too. Mm-hmm. You know, different. They had a guy there last year that was selling, what was it, barbecue rubs for different things. There was all sorts of, you know, there was someone making soap or selling soap there. There was all, there was plants. Some person was selling potted flowers and plants. And they had wine. They had all sorts of things there. So go. You know, it's really worth the time. And you know what? It's better to buy local to support local people You know, and not only that, you're getting good, wholesome, quality food grown straight from the farm, not not from the farm, put on a truck and then refrigerated, and God knows how long it's been in the stored in these plants before it gets to the supermarket. Just go right to the. This is the best time of the year to do it. Take advantage of it.
Yeah, I was there. We were there. My wife and I walked around it last Saturday. And you're right. The vendors, they're so friendly. They'll tell you all about the produce. We bought, I think, about a half a dozen of sweet corn, which was delicious.
Oh, delicious. Sweet corn. Watermelon, too.
I'm not a fan of watermelon.
You don't like watermelon?
I don't know why. I mean, it's okay. Too juicy. Not really.
Do you like, what is your favorite fruit, Tom?
I love Mineola oranges.
You know?
You are a friend for life, if you bring me maybe a half a dozen to a dozen Mineola. They're also called Tangelo oranges, but Mineolas are great. There's no seeds. They're very easy to peel, now, and they are so good.
I got a question for you, because you're the connoisseur of Mineola oranges. I just bought a few of those oranges at our friendly neighborhood supermarket, and I brought one to work, and I had one as a snack yesterday.
They're great.
But I was surprised to find out. I mean, I've had them before, and they're usually very juicy and sweet, but this one I had was sour. Have you ever had a sour one before?
Probably.
Yeah. Is that mean that they haven't ripened enough, or?
Possibly. Yeah. Sometimes
would I have to do, put it in the window or something?
Yeah. If you don't, you just have to, you know, really get a good look at them in the stores. I will go to the Mineola department, at the store, and I, you know, I'm not like groping all the oranges, but you have to touch them to see how fresh they are, and you want to get them when they're just starting to soften a little bit.
Oh,
and they're great. I love them. And, of course, green grapes are another one of my favorites, and blueberries.
I love blueberries.
Yeah, blueberries I have usually every day, a little handful or so. So, anyway, we hope to hear from Heather Parika or anybody if you want to call. It's 508-222-1320. We're here for Elaine LaRoche, who I guess is traveling away.
She's on assignment.
Virginia. She's on assignment, right. Yeah, something's going on big in Virginia that she's covering. So we're here till 8, and then what? We have some great music between 8 and 9. And then Dave Kane, actually, can you hand me that piece of paper right up there at the top of that? Yes. Dave called me yesterday, and I wrote down his guests. We should promote the fact that Dave will be on live today from 9 to noon, Kane and Company. He will have Ken Meyer with him. I believe that's the way you pronounce that. Ken Meyer, I think he is from Boston Radio. He's done some radio in the Boston area. Dave will clarify that. And also, you know who else he's going to have on? I remember this guy, Paul Peterson. Does that name ring a bell?
That name does ring a bell.
Do you remember him from an old TV show?
No, I can't remember the TV show.
He was on, I believe he played the son, if I'm not mistaken, Don on the Donna Reed Show.
Oh.
Paul Peterson.
Oh.
From the old Donna Reed Show. Now, he's got to be a lot older. Wonder what he's doing today, so we'll have to tune in to Dave. Dave has Ken Meyer and Paul Peterson on today between 9 and noon.
Yeah,
Paul
make sure you
from
listen.
From the Donna Reed Show. I used to watch that all the time.
Wow.
The Donna Reed Show. One of the oldies, but goodies. Tom Rafferty with you, sitting in for Elaine LaRoche. Also, we have Mike Catanzaro from the management team at WARA. Mike, you're the only guy that regularly sits in with the former, can we call him the former owner, but still very active with WARA?
Pete Arpin?
Yeah, Peter Arpin.
Yeah,
pretty much, you know, his go-to guy with just about everything for the last 10 or 15 years.
Yeah, he does a show called Renewable Now.
Yes, is it still on Wednesdays?
Yes.
Yeah, I listen to it sometimes.
Yeah.
Not every day, but not every time, but so anyway.
I wouldn't, you know, it's funny. I wouldn't say I'm in the management side of things here at the WARA itself, because now that is controlled now by WACS.
It is, yes. But I know you're in regular consultations with Jim Jones and the crew.
Yeah, I work with them. Yeah, definitely.
I mean, just to say that you're in the building.
Yes, yes. I usually work with them with coordinating getting Peter's show on the air on Wednesdays. Mm-hmm. And yeah, they do a fantastic job on their
Jim
own.
Is
they
great.
Don't need much help.
Yeah. I always call Jim and I'll say, Jim, do you need
people.
Any help with anything?
Yeah.
You know, can I dust the window?
There you go.
Can I do some promotional announcements?
You know, years ago when I first got into radio, the station that I used to intern at, it's no longer in existence. Mm-hmm. It was 1110 CNN WRX. And
I remember that
Mike station. Monacavo was my first radio boss.
Is he the one that's on Channel 12 now?
Yep, yep. And I remember they used to call me Mikey the intern, or Corporate Mikey they used to call me. I used to go in there. I'd do anything just to be in the building.
Right.
I mean, I would just clean the soda machine or fix the soda machine, take out the trash, fix things. I'd do whatever it took to keep me there because I just loved radio.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
And you still do, and I still do.
Yep.
And everybody who's in radio is in it because they're passionate about it. They want to be in it. And, this radio station is very unique in that it has always gone out to the community and done things to show that they can be part of the community. They, Christmas is for kids. So many nonprofit people we've been involved with. And it's always out there trying to help society, which is, I think a great thing about radio, that you can take an active role, you can go out and help people, you can publicize things,
it's funny,
make a difference.
It's funny, Tom, we have this thing now called internet radio.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, I know it's something that we need to learn to start to take seriously, because as time goes on, the traditional radio, may down the road be phased out, which I hope not. Mm-hmm. I think what traditional radio is going toward is more local, like what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And but to me, there's nothing like the old-fashioned broadcasting.
Right.
Behind a microphone with a transmitter, a stick, tower.
That's right. Exactly. Although, people that have been in radio for a long, long time, like Dave, I was in radio in upstate New York before I moved here. Dominic, a lot of people that have been around for a long time in this industry. There's been so many changes. I mean, just to look, the board is so much more refined. The computers, everything's computerized. Everything's labeled and logged and listed and pre-programmed. So all you got to do is hit a lot of buttons. And so it is a fascinating industry. Tom Rafferty with Mike Catanzaro. We're here sitting in for Elaine LaRoche. Last time we were here together, Elaine was in Europe, remember? And she called in and talked to us a little bit about her European trip. We're going to take a short break. We're coming right back with Out and About.
On September 24th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., the Resources for Human Development in Rhode Island will be hosting the second annual Out There Art Fair. The art fair will showcase the work of a group of nationally and internationally recognized artists and feature art by participants of local studio programs including Flying Shuttles of Pawtucket, Jamestown Outside the Box Studios, and Warren's Top Drawer. RHDRI is an arts-based nonprofit located in downtown Pawtucket that works with artists and musicians with disabilities. For more information, call RHDRI at 401-724-2300.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action. Look how he makes eye contact with this person. That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance will come in with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hey, is that a faucet running?
Nope, that's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest.
It is?
Yeah. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink. The water comes straight from the forest to us, in fact.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
How do trees clean the air?
They soak up the dirty air on their leaves, branches, and trunks, which means clean air for us.
Cool. I didn't know that.
Yep. But the forest does more than give us clean air and water. It gives us shade for hot days, birds to listen to, and trees to climb.
Wow, that's awesome. I didn't know how cool the forest could be. Hey, let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does, just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Historian Gary Highlander will present Hail to the Chief on November 17th at 10:30 a.m. at the Norton Public Library. Dr. Highlander will take us back to the Constitutional Convention of 1787, where the Office of the President and the Electoral College were created. As Connecticut Governor Samuel Huntington stated at the time, it was a new event in human history. Gary Highlander is a scholar and professor who has taught at Stonehill College and Framingham State University and lectured for many cultural and educational forums. For more information on the event, call the library at 508-285-0265.
And we are back with you on this Saturday, July 30th. Tom Rafferty sitting in for Elaine LaRoche, who is away on holiday. We have meteorologist Jim Corbin standing by. And Jim, how you doing today?
How are you?
I'm doing great, Jim. How are you?
Okay. Probably going to later this morning head over to the farmer's market because it's going to be a beautiful day.
Absolutely. Maybe I'll see you over there.
Possibly, yes. You know, you were talking a few minutes ago about the whys and why we get the humidity. And I often say this time of the year, it's all in the wind direction. And, Tom, today we have a northerly breeze that has lowered the humidity. And it's also going to keep it fairly warm, not hot, though, so that's the good news. I think today really is probably the nicest day in terms of outdoor activities for the next few. Not that anything bad is going to coming up, but it looks like low and mid-80s, and then another reasonable night for sleeping tonight. Tomorrow, Tom, though, looks like we get into some showers. Now, yesterday we were hoping for more rain than we got. I say hoping because of the drought situation. And I'm sure you've heard about the water restrictions that went into effect of all days yesterday when we were expecting some rain. But that was a good thing. We are going to see a few showers, probably sometime after midnight tonight and tomorrow. Now, no, not a washout, but there will be some rain tomorrow, maybe up at least to a quarter of an inch in the greater Attleboro area. And temperatures, because of an east wind, will only be in the mid-70s tomorrow. So a break from the heat for the next few days. Today, warm, but not excessively warm. And then still could be a few showers on Monday. Again, not great for outdoor activities, but then again, it's better probably to have it on a Monday, rainy, than a Sunday. Looks like, so for the next 2 days, really, beginning tomorrow, we're going to get some showers. Then things start to dry out and to heat up. Tuesday, temperatures back into the upper 70s, and then we're looking at 80s on Wednesday, and the 90 weather is back, it looks like, if not Thursday, then at least 90 on Friday next week. So those of you that like the heat and humidity, and I know there are some out there that do, you will have your lot later the upcoming week.
Amazing, this stretch of very hot weather on again, off again. I recall about two and a half years ago, maybe two summers ago, was it maybe even three summers ago, we went through this very hot, torrid weather.
That was July of 2013. You're exactly correct. And I remember talking about it. It was the first couple of months in from being on not ARA at the time, but I remember talking about with you and others, you know, 95 to 100 with heat indices around 110. I think you remember that.
I do.
And we remember talking about, I think, walking around with bare feet on the pavements and things like that. So it was a wild time. So that, it's a good thing to bring up, Tom, because this month, although very warm, was not close to that. In fact, we've had a lot of hot days, just barely around 90, not 95 to 100, but we've had nights that have been reasonable. We've had a few warm nights, like the other one we had the other night, where it didn't go below about 75, but most of the nights have fallen back into the 60s, and that's partly because we have not had quite of the humidity that we did that particular summer, especially that July of 2013. So the good news is, and I'll end on this, I know you have some guests coming in, today, beautiful. Great for outdoor activities, farmers market, anything. low to mid 80s, comfortable humidity. A few showers tomorrow, but I wouldn't cancel any plans. Just, you know, dodge a few rain showers and, you know, catch the raindrops on your tongue, as I like to say. It'll be a nice thing to see. And a few on Monday, and then we start to dry up and warm beginning Tuesday, and especially Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week.
All right. We'll take it. Sounds good. Sounds great, Jim. And I do thank you for taking the time to
call us.
And,
I'll
stay cool.
On Monday morning.
Okay. Yes. We'll be back in for Paul Healy again from 9 to noon. Meteorologist Jim Corbin, thank you for that weather update for the next several days. You have a great weekend, sir.
Okay, Tom. You too. Thanks.
And there goes meteorologist Jim Corbin. So there it is. He's got some northerly breeze winds today. Great for outdoor activities. Probably going to reach up into the upper 70s, into the 80s today. But the humidity is way down. He says some showers tomorrow and probably again on Monday. And then we get back into that heat mode again, probably by Thursday or Friday. We're going to have some very, very hot, humid weather. You know, I was last night I was out, happened to be in the Worcester area, and, you know, all night long it seemed to be mild. There was no rain. The skies turned a little gray, but the minute I got into Worcester, oh my Lord, the heavens just opened. I mean, I always describe it as Noah's Ark rain. I mean, the minute I'm leaving Worcester, it rained so hard. It pelted down so hard. Even putting my windshield wipers on double, you know, to get it. I mean, you just can't keep up with the rain.
Yeah.
It gets so bad you have to slow down because you can't even see where you're going sometimes. But as quickly as it started in that area, and Jim talks a lot about Worcester County and the weather patterns there, 15 minutes later it was gone. And all I could think of is I have to ask Jim why we get those sudden
monsoons.
Oh, and then it's gone. I mean, yeah. and you know, you're 6-7 miles down the road and then it's gray skies again, not a lot of sun, but not a stitch of rain. Amazing.
You know what amazes me too is usually when you think you're going to get rain that it's going to cool things down, and sometimes it makes it warmer. You ever noticed that lately?
Yes. Oh, yeah, because, you know, the humidity level, when it rains, the humidity is broken up, and it's the rain is all that moisture in the air releasing, basically.
Yeah.
I think I learned that from Corbin
School?
101 years ago.
Oh, all right.
I'm in the advanced class now. I've learned some terminology.
You're going to become a weather meteorologist yourself
someday. You know, it's a fascinating business. I've watched and been a Jim Corbin fan for many years. I watched him on television, and when he started doing the radio, I've always listened. He's so accurate, and he's great, and he devotes his life to it, you know, and you can tell how much he is interested in it just by listening to him. But anyway, so we are, let me take a look here. We're supposed to be hearing from Jocelyn Verrier, should be calling us pretty quickly from the Friends of Capron Park. Do we have another spot break?
Yeah, it looks like we got another break sneaking up on us.
When we come back, we should have Jocelyn Verrier on the phone line, so I gave her the phone number to call. We'll be talking about an event later on tonight at Capron Park. Out and about with Elaine, Mike Catanzaro at the controls.
Here on,
we'll be right back.
WARA.
Norton Public Library will host an Impressionist painting class for adults on August 2nd at 6 o'clock p.m. in the library's community room. Sandy Churchill will teach you how to paint a summer landscape in the Impressionist style. Beginning painters will learn about Claude Monet's Impressionist style and create their own summer landscapes with a Monet look and feel. All materials will be provided, including paints, brushes, and watercolor canvas. Space is limited and pre-registration is required for this fun and engaging paint night. To register, call the library at 508-285-0265.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed... could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
A talented team of eight artists working in diverse mediums will exhibit their art in Eight Visions, a much-anticipated annual show at the Attleboro Arts Museum. The exhibition will be on display from August 12th to September 10th. The opening reception and an artist's talk will take place on August 12th, starting at 6:30 p.m. Gallery hours for Eight Visions are Tuesday to Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The opening reception, artist's talk, and exhibition are free and open to the public. For more information, visit the museum's website, attleboroartsmuseum.org.
Welcome back on this Saturday morning, July 30th. Tom Rafferty with you, along with Mike Catanzaro. We're at 7:34, we were awaiting a phone call from Jocelyn Verrier. Maybe she forgot, but that's okay if she doesn't call. Basically, there's an event tonight. First of all, they're having the Kids Expo at Capron Park today, from noon to four, and it's sponsored by the Robbins Children's Program. They are going to have everything. If you check out the Sun Chronicle from July 28th, they have a full story about it, and it's going to be quite big. Sun Chronicle's first Kids Expo at Capron Park. They're going to offer face painting, crafts, caricatures, contests, giveaways. This would be a great event where the radio station ought to be there doing a live remote. That's what they should be doing. There's going to be pony rides from 1 to 3 today. The Attleboro Public Library will host storytelling from 2 to 4. The fire department will invite kids to see, touch, and sit on a fire engine. That was always one of my favorites. When my son lived here in this area, I used to always take him. He would love to get on the fire trucks. The problem with Jason was he tried to start them and drive them away.
That's a problem.
Yeah, he's a mechanical kid, you know, talking about Jason back then. Oh, my gosh, he would want to get in the driver's seat. Every car that I owned, he wanted to get the keys and sit in the driver's seat. But anyway, so there's a lot going on today. The Attleboro Lions Club will offer a craft project. All of this going on at Capron Park today, noon to 4, all free. And it'll be at Newell Shelter at 201 County Street. And it is a big, big event. So take your kids and go on over and have a great time. Then later on, the Friends of Capron Park are holding a special after-hours event. This is Jocelyn was going to talk to us about this, but I can tell you exactly what they're doing. From 7 to 9:30 tonight at the zoo, they will be showing Alvin and the Chipmunks. Do we have that Alvin and the Chipmunks music?
Yes, we do.
See, this is why Mike Kettinger is so great.
Would you like me to play it?
Sure.
All right, here we go.
I would never have found this music if I were running the board.
We should start off with the Chipmunk song.
Yep, there you go. like we're watching the cartoon here. So they'll be showing Alvin and the Chipmunks, the road chip. It's going to be on a 16-foot outdoor screen, and guests will be able to stroll the zoo beforehand. You can also have dinner on the lawn. It's a $10 admission, and for the $10, you get two pieces of pizza, a drink, dessert, and popcorn. Mike, popcorn!
What? Popcorn?
Popcorn!
Wow.
At the zoo!
Wow.
That is going to be so great. Kids love popcorn.
You know, I was just thinking about Alvin the Chipmunks. You know, they've been around a long time.
They have.
Because my mom had a record that she gave me when I was a kid, and that was a long time ago. Mm-hmm. Remember the Alvin and Chipmunks Christmas song and the cartoons from the 60s?
Alvin!
Yeah. Do, 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 do. Yeah, I used to think that was funny. I used to laugh. Oh,
you know, and then Alvin wouldn't sing along with the rest of them. Come on, Alvin. No.
It's good to see that they keep that up going from generation to generation.
Yep, that was a we had to see Alvin and the Chipmunks in my household. So that'll be going on later tonight. It's a $10 admission. It starts at, I believe, 7 o'clock. They're going to show the movie at dusk. So bring some lawn chairs, bring some blankets. And the tickets are $10. They may be purchased at the zoo or at www.capronparkzoo.com. So, again, lots of stuff going on at the zoo. And try and remember to drive over to the Attleboro Farmers Market today. That runs from, I believe, is it 9 to 1? Let me take a look here. Yes, 9 to 1 O'Connell Field, right there behind the high school. Large grounds, great vendors. You'll see Heather Perica there and a lot of great folks, some volunteers, plenty of parking, and it's a great event. You'll get great vegetables and fresh fruit and vegetables grown by farmers. It's a must-do event on this Saturday, and as meteorologist Jim Corbin says, it's a great day to be out there. We're going to see some sun today, and then tomorrow we're going to get some rain, and again possibly on Monday. So that's what we have for you on Out and About today. If you'd like to call us, it's 508-222-1320. We'd love to hear from you. Maybe you have another event that's going on. Mike, do you want to tell them all about the Fringe and Roadie? That's a big event. You're a Rhode Islander.
Yeah, I was working on trying to see if we could find some more local things going on, especially in the town of Plainville, but I can't seem to find anything. But anyway,
I did see that there is a free concert Sunday.
But whoever does their social stuff didn't put it up on the...
I had a little article last night, but in my disorganization, I must have dropped it out of my file.
That's right. You just said it now, so we got the word out. Mm-hmm. On the Fringe and Roadie is Providence's third annual festival, Fringe Providence 2016, and that is running through Saturday, July 30th, which is today, throughout the city. And this year's festival encompasses over 100 cheater music, dance, and multimedia events in traditional and non-traditional venues. It's modeled after fringe festivals throughout the country, as well as the original Edinburgh Fringe Festival presented by the Wilbury Theatre Group. The goal is to nurture emerging and established performing artists by presenting fun, fearless, and affordable theater to the community. The full lineup, if you want more information, you can jump on your smartphone or computer and type in the search engine, Fringe PVD.org. So it sounds like that's going to be a good, fun event for the entire family. You can bring everybody with you.
Sure. You can drive your new car after it gets registered. Do you have to inspect it as well?
Yeah. Well, actually, no. Wait a minute. Let's back up here. It was inspected.
Oh, it has been.
It has been.
I thought you always had to have the car re-inspected once a new ownership takes
place.
Well,
we're doing that on our own. We're doing that on our own with
You're
our own.
You're doing what on your own?
And our own mechanic is going through the car. And
well, maybe it's different in Rhode Island. When you buy a car
really?
Massachusetts.
Maybe the laws are different here, but in Rhode Island.
You have to have it inspected.
Well, you know what's funny? Now that you mention it, when I looked at the paperwork after I got it home and tried to get a little bit of some history on the car, I noticed that the car actually belonged to a dealership somewhere in Massachusetts, and it was a demo car at one point. And it
probably ended up in a car auction or something.
Yes, it
and
did.
Somebody bought it.
Yeah. And they had gone through a Massachusetts state inspection, and when they the dealership that me and my wife had bought the car from bought it this, you know, just last week, it went through a state of Rhode Island inspection as well.
Mm-hmm.
But we're, you know, it's always a good idea if you can, when you get a car, to always get your trusted mechanic to look it over. I mean, every one of us has a mechanic that we go to that we trust. I like where we go because the guy really helps us out a lot. You know, he's a good guy.
Yeah, I have a good mechanic here in on the Attleboro Norton line. He just does all of my car work. He's so smart. He's so good. I mean, I call him, and he's at the garage. I bring the car in, and he looks at it. And he's just mechanically, he's brilliant.
Well,
you know, and I want to just mention his name.
Can you?
Yeah. Cheeto.
Cheeto, I like that.
Cheeto's Auto Repair. He's wonderful. He belongs to a church here in Attleboro. He's very honest. Excuse me?
Waters Church?
I'm not sure. I think it's a Hispanic church.
Okay.
And Cheeto is out on Route 123, right at the Attleboro Norton line. He's in, I think it's 1076 Pleasant Street.
Well,
and he's wonderful. He does all my work. He's very inexpensive.
Oh, that's good.
Yep.
You know what I like about our mechanic is that if there is a job that's a little bit on the pricey side and has to get done, because when you drive old cars, eventually things are going to start to wear and tear on it.
Yep.
You know, our mechanic lets us do payment installments.
Mm-hmm.
Not many mechanics do that. A lot of times, you know, you go there,
really?
If a job is $700, you got to have that $700 up front or you ain't taking the car home.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, he's really cool. We've been with him now for 3 years, and, you know, we just work with him until...
And if he does work for... $375, you can give him $75 down and make payments until it's paid.
Yep.
That is terrific.
Not many mechanics do that. In fact, I think, you know, I know some mechanics probably have their reasons for not doing it, but I think that it would probably help more people out.
Absolutely.
And bring more business in if they did that kind of thing.
I agree, because sometimes car repairs can be so expensive.
And everyone's on some sort of a small budget, you know?
Sure. One other thing that's going on, I know some people that are going to be going to this, and this is another one of those traditional events. Most folks know there is a large Portuguese population, not only in Attleboro, but Fall River, New Bedford, all over southeastern Massachusetts. And today continues the second day of 3 days of the 67th annual barbecue, the Portuguese American Club. What a great time they have here. They have bands up there. This is right at the end of Prairie Avenue, nice local neighborhood, very quiet, and great food all day today. It starts today at noon to 11:30. And again, somebody said they were going to call me, but I guess people are allergic to the phone lines today. I talked to a gentleman yesterday named Dan. He had a Portuguese last name that I can't pronounce. It was something like Morgiano or something. But it's a great event. The Portuguese people are very proud, and this is from noon to 11:30 today and tomorrow noon to 10. It's at 65 Prairie Avenue. For folks who don't know where that is, that's right off Thatcher Street. And you go to the end of the road there. Plenty of parking along the street, and they'll have barbecue chicken, shish kebab, fava beans. I've never had fava beans. Excellent blade meat. I can really testify. Have you ever had a blade meat sandwich, Mike?
What is blade meat?
You know what? I don't even know what blade meat is. It's
Ooh.
A kind of a pork, I would say. Maybe if somebody knows what blade meat is, they can call us or where it comes from.
Is that like when you were a kid in school and you used to look at what was for lunch in the newspaper and it'd say Chef's Surprise? Mystery meat?
No, it's good, and they put a lot of little spices on it. It's to the point of being mildly... it's very, well, I guess maybe spicy is not the word, but they have great blade meat sandwiches in the big bulky rolls. They usually sell them for $3, I think, $3 or $4. Live entertainment all today and tonight and tomorrow. The Portuguese American Club's 67th annual barbecue. I'm sure we'll see some folks up there. The bands are always great. They usually have some local bands. Many of them play some traditional Portuguese songs. So it's a great event, and it's fun for the whole family. Maybe we'll see up there. I'll have to go over there and get my traditional blade meat sandwich. They are so, so good, and it's like I said, it's a great event for everybody. It's not just Portuguese people there. Everybody goes to that, and it's a nice event. So maybe we'll see you up there too. 508-222-1320. We are at 12 before the hour of 8 o'clock. Well, I guess we never heard from Jocelyn Verrier, but that's okay. Maybe she got a little cold feet. And Mike Catanzaro, Tom Rafferty sitting in for Elaine LaRoche. We're here. We're live. Great time today, and the weather's going to be really nice. So, you know, there'll be a lot of events going on. I guess the Newport Jazz Festival. Do you happen to know who's playing down there? I know in years past they've had big names. George Benson has been there. B.B. You know, King.
We could find out, Tom, because I'm going to go on Newport. I'm just going to type in the search engine,
Newport Jazz Festival. Yep, so that's a big event.
And then I'll put 2016.
Yep, that's all day and all night, right? They just go all night.
Maybe, just trying to see where we are. Here we go. Looks like it's going on. It started June 29th. It's going on today. Wait a minute. What's today, 30th?
30th.
Yep, tomorrow's the 31st, so all weekend. Mm-hmm. And the website's newportjazzfest.org.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And let's see, who's playing today? We got Noah Jones, Gregory Porter, if I said that wrong, Brian Blade, Chick Corea Trilogy, and Christian McBride.
Christian McBride?
Yeah.
I've heard of her, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's one of the, they got the Hot Sardines. They got Dave Liebman, Expansions Group, Mark Ribbett, and the Young Philadelphians. There's a whole list here. And then there's the Rhode Island Music Educators Association Senior mm-hmm. All-State Jazz Ensemble.
Mm-hmm.
They got a ton, they got a ton of lists of all these different, if we read this list, it would probably take the whole show.
Right. Needless to say, great music, jazz for the ages.
Yep.
A short ride down to Newport. Do you happen to know where that is taking place?
It's
outdoors.
It's outdoors, and it is near Fort Adams.
Okay, yeah. I know where Fort Adams is.
Yeah, and they got food and crafts there too.
Uh-huh.
In fact, they even got some food vendors. You can get everything from traditional hamburgers and hot dogs to, the usual summertime
mm-hmm. yep.
Fanfare like lobster sandwiches. Mm-hmm. And
that's like the Woodstock of Newport, They get thousands of people that attend. It's a big party.
Yep.
Very orderly. They hardly ever have any, vandalism there. It's a good crowd, and it's wonderful music. And I'm sure, as you had mentioned, that if Elaine was in the area, she would be there.
That's why I'm surprised she went this weekend, because
she either goes there or Chance.
She's a jazz person. Yeah. She loves mm-hmm. jazz. I mean, Elaine is the queen of jazz. So so that's that. I was trying to see what else we could talk about, Tom, because I was going on
Water fire.
No water fire. I guess maybe the rain put it out yesterday. I don't mm-hmm. know, but...
You know what a lot of people like to do, and the Sun Chronicle lists a lot of them. I know my wife likes to go to yard sales, so yep. there's a lot of yard sales in the area. That's a big thing. People drive all over the place to buy different things at yard sales. Some of them have really good stuff. Maybe we can talk about that when we come back. We have a break. Mike Catanzaro, Tom Rafferty, filling in for Elaine LaRoche. The name of the show is Out and About. And we have been trying to tell you there's a lot of great events out there. We will be right back.
You're listening to 1320 WARA Attleboro, and we will be right back. Down, 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 down.
annual National Ovarian Cancer Coalition 5K Run Walk to Break the Silence on Ovarian Cancer will take place on July 30th at Roger Williams Park. The event celebrates survivors, remembers those lost to ovarian cancer, and increases awareness about the disease. Stop by the Roger Williams Park Temple for the 5K run, survivor tent experience, and more. Opening ceremonies will take place at 9:10 a.m., followed by the race start at 9:30. To register for the race and for more information, visit ovarian.org and find the quick link for run walk information.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
The 14th annual Runaways Runaround 5K Road Race will kick off at North Attleboro Town Hall on Sunday, August 7th at 9 a.m. T-shirts will be given to the first 100 registered runners, and the event will feature massage therapy, a live DJ, and a free runner's random prize raffle. Medals will be awarded to the first overall male and female runners, and the first three male and female runners in each age division. The race course is a slightly rolling single loop through rural town and country roads and is certified by United States Track and Field. To register for the event, visit runawaysrunclub.org.
And we are back. And if Paul Healy is listening at his big family reunion, Paul, Mary, John, the whole crew out there that's having such a great time, this song is for you. Paul kids me a lot about my love for ABBA. I really wasn't really into ABBA until I met my wife's family, and a lot of them like ABBA. And they did recently, 2 or 3 years ago, they made the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Now, is it true when you were working here full-time? Remember that last year, 2 years ago, whatever?
Or in the
80s, did they actually take your CD collection and fling them across the room?
You know, Paul had my CD collection. He didn't actually throw the CD, but I found the case
parts of
from
it.
The CD over in the corner.
Away
with the ABBA. Oh, do we have a phone call?
Yeah, let me get the phone here.
Okay. I think we might have a phone call. It's we have about, I think, about 4 minutes remaining.
They hung up.
Well, if you want to call back, it's 508-222-1320. We are callless today, but that's okay. We, you know, Arbitron gives us the reports, and Jim got a report on Thursday that our listenership is around 16,400 at the current time.
Wow.
16,400, and they break it down when they do their market research. About 7,000 of that is from the Attleboro, North Attleboro area. Another 2,000, Rehoboth, Seekonk, East Providence, Pawtucket. And the remaining is could be Mansfield, Foxborough, and even Point South. So we're doing pretty good.
I think I know who this is going to be.
Okay, let's see if – why don't you just bring it up on the air and see if they're there. Go ahead. Just bring it up. We're looking for a phone call here on this Saturday, July 30th. Hello, you're on WARA.
Good morning, Tom.
Hey, it's Dan.
How you doing?
I'm all right. Thank you for breaking the ice with phone calls today on Out and About.
Not a problem. Boy, this is a real treat. Back to back with you 2 days in a row. All right.
Yeah. Almost like, you know, back to back. Double shot WARA, Rafferty.
Absolutely. And hopefully Monday, right, we're going to go for the triple header.
We are going for the triple header on Monday, 9 to noon for Paul Healy.
All right. Hey, did you see last night the Sox?
Yeah,
that was good. That was
a big
win.
Yeah, you were down in that game.
Yeah.
And came back.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yes, that was very nice. Like I said, we gotta turn it around here and keep winning.
Dan, I'm a little depressed, and I'm going to be calling the Yankee complaint hotline today. Yeah. Yankees can beat all the good teams. You know, they can beat Baltimore. They can beat a lot of great teams. So they go to Tampa, who has the worst record in the league. And we're down in Tampa, and we fall on our face in game one last night.
Yeah, that was like horrendous.
Bad.
You're right, because Tampa Bay, they're in the cellar.
You know, they can't draw anybody in the crowd at Tampa. They do need a new stadium. They have piped in crowd noise. When I listen to the Yankee broadcasts, you hear loud crowd all the time in Tampa. And John Sterling said last night they barely had 4,000 people in the stands. They made a remark saying that the Patriots' first practice was the other day. They drew 10,000 people at the first Patriots practice, and that is more people that have shown up at a Tampa game all year long.
Sure.
Wow, Tom.
Put it this way, Tom. You could buy the bleacher seat, and you could probably have a front row seat in Tampa.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
You could move around all night long, you know?
Absolutely.
But, no, that was good to see that the Sox. I'm sorry, you know. I'm sorry for your loss, you know, that the Yankees. But, hey, you know, as long as, you know, if they go to play Baltimore, they beat them, you know, beat all the top teams. That's all that matters.
We have another series with you, I believe, coming up in around mid-August, I believe, at Fenway. We're just about out of time, Dan.
Not a problem.
What have you got planned for today?
Today, not a heck of a lot. Kind of a low-key day.
Okay.
So, just going to kind of take it easy, do a few things, and enjoy.
All right.
All right, Tom. Well, once again, it was great hearing from you. Like I said, go get them on Monday. I'm looking forward to that triple header. And once again, drive slow.
I shall.
All right. You take care, Tom.
All right.
Bye-bye.
There goes Dan, a regular supporter, regular caller. Very, very supportive of the radio station here at AM 1320 WARA. That's it for Out and About. Mike, any parting words?
Nope. Just stay cool. That's right. Just stay cool. Keep drinking fluids.
Right.
You know,
keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
Yeah,
Kasem used to say.
Keep your feet planted firmly on the ground and your heart to continue the search for the light and love of God.
Right, that's right. And Dave Kane will be on live from 9 to noon. He has somebody on from the old Donna Reed show. And also somebody from Boston Radio. I lost my promo sheet with Dave, but he's got some great guests. Take care, everybody. We'll talk to you on Monday.